We're back.
We are back for another Then, then and Now monthly episode. And
we figured because of the timing,
it'd be perfect
for our boy, Dean.
Dean.
I know what you're saying. If you've listened to the other Then and Nows, you're going to be like, wow, this is going to be a short episode. You're right.
Absolutely you are right. Right. But considering we did a whole episode on where did he go? Where did he disappear to? Where are you? And then exactly. Suddenly he came back. We were like, oh my gosh.
He's I here. Think you'll find that we put things into existence here.
We
because we said a couple stuff.
And it's happened. And it's I know. Happened. I know.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying like maybe our third eyes are open right now. Always open. So you should like, I don't know, if there's something you want us to put in existence, you just let us know.
Let
Depends
us know.
On what it is.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, there are limitations. But
I've been saying Jungkook's been my husband, but here we are.
That hasn't happened.
Anyway, let's get into Dean.
Yeah.
With the feelings at his first debut. I mean, he, rent was due. Rent was due.
So it's really funny because I was like, what did Dean debut with? Because he never really had like an official debut.
No, because so, he was like a, he's like a SoundCloud type of
well,
guy.
Yeah. And then he like, he featured first and everybody
exactly.
was like, who is he? And then he finally put out his whole album. So originally he had a song that he featured on, well, it was his song and Eric Bellinger featured on it with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
not sorry. So that was the first record of like Dean making music aside from SoundCloud. That was in 2015 in July. That was like the first song that got like a music video, that sort of thing. And I remember everyone was losing their mind
because it was so, it was Eric and then like, who is Dean?
Yeah, who is it? And he's so hot. We don't have enough information on him. People wanted, and we were role playing at the time. People wanted to use him as a face claim, but there was only this one music video to work with. And then he had like his next kind of official debut-ish sort of thing with Zico in the song Pour Up, which was released.
And that popped off even more.
And that was October of that same year in 2015. And yeah, that one even more was really good. But it was still that he had that air of mystery to him. Like, who
like,
is
who
he?
Like, who is this man?
We don't have enough information about him. But he sings so good.
He's like, he is... I mean, wow. The vocals on Dean.
The vocals are vocaling. He has that sweet R&B. Like, his voice is so perfect for R&B.
Literally.
He has that voice. That
he has
like,
that je ne sais quoi.
Yes. I want to sit in a bar with, like, a dimly lit bar.
If there was a drink, and I want to drink it.
Yes. And he's singing the live vocals.
I would pass like, out. If he ever did that, we would have to go.
Like an intimate little like
performance.
But that's the vibe that he gives me with his singing. It's like you're in a bar and it's a really small and it's like the stage is right next to the tables and he's singing. Like that's the kind of voice he has.
He gives that and he also gives Tiny Desk.
Yeah.
If he did a Tiny Desk.
Yes.
That would be a great Tiny Desk.
Yes.
I gotta say. So if you're thinking about it, Dean, I mean, you could do it.
Let us know. Yeah. Let us know so we can buy tickets.
Right? How do people get in there? Like, tell me so I can figure it out.
We need to know.
And so all that to say,
we really
liked great start.
Him. Yeah. He had a really great start. We really liked him. There was always that like air of mystery to him until he officially debuted with D Half Moon. Mm-hmm. That was like his official, like, here's an album, here's a music video, here's a couple music videos. Like that was it. But Yeah, we really liked him. He just came into the K-hip hop R&B scene and he was like, hello. And everybody paid attention.
And then he was like, goodbye.
Yeah, then he was like, goodbye. And we were like, where is Dean? We're being starved.
It's always literally like the best artists that have, what do we have to do? Like, what GoFundMe do we need to fund?
How do we keep have you around? Put
more work out there?
Yes. How do we keep you around? Like, why?
I don't know. It was amazing. I still blast those two songs, Pour Up and...
Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of his stuff.
Still. I'm not sorry. I still blast like, those two songs.
A lot of his stuff, depending on the mood, but like his more hype songs, there's like three or four that I... Those are always on rotation. I like them a lot.
His whole discography is on rotation for me.
That's fair. Some of his slower songs, I'm like, I gotta be in the mood for this. But I never will skip one of his songs because his voice is just mm-hmm. so amazing. His voice
The thing, we're getting carried away. His slow songs are like really good though.
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, it's his voice. Like, yeah. His slow songs, yes, I have to be in a mood, but I will never not listen to his stuff because his voice, the slow songs are still so good. He just has that vocal talent that it's like, I'm not even going to question this.
Nope. Put him on piano, I'm going to listen. That'd be great.
Literally.
So the next question. What songs would you recommend to a non-K-pop listener? Well, for me, I put Pour Up.
That's funny. I did too.
It was going to be another song, but I was like, man, you can really trick people with Pour Up.
I actually have two. If you like the more hype energy songs, Pour Up, because like Lacey said, you can definitely trick people with Pour Up. But if you like the slower kind of vibe, I actually chose his new one, Die For You, because after it grew on me a bit, I was like, it's got a nice mix of just R&B, hip hop sounds, and then his vocals pair really nicely before it. Like, it's more of a vibey song.
It is vibey. If I was trying to like impress my friends when they're like, I don't know, you're around your group of friends and someone's playing the music, someone has the aux.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, you want to put something on the queue?
Yeah. I'm putting pour up on
the queue. Die For You is like, we're just chilling, drinking one evening. And then like you play it and I'm like, dang, who is this?
Yep. No, I agree. But I put both of them because
Die For You is really... It grew on me, too. I think after the second time I listened to it, I was like, man, this is a really, really nice song.
It is. It's very vibey, though, like you said. It's just like...
Very emotional, yes, actually.
It's emotional, and just like once you pair it with the music video, because when the music video came out, that really helped me kind of put into perspective like the emotions behind the song.
And he just, did like, drop that music video when we were like, we just saw a visual, and that was it.
Yeah, the visualizer, and then he dropped the music video, and we were like, oh. But it just kind of put into perspective the emotions that he was trying to convey, and like the blurriness of it, like the memories. I don't know, it was just really good. So I would choose that if people are more into like the vibey kind of chill songs. But Pour Up is definitely the one where it's like, if I'm trying to turn you into a fan and I want to trick you.
I feel like
this is the song.
No choice is a bad choice.
This is true.
If I'm being quite frank.
He has such a, I don't want to say American sound, but like hip-hop hip-hop encompasses R&B,
like hip-hop and, yes,
R&B,
yes,
like he has that sound. You could easily play him on an American radio and you wouldn't know any better.
You could put his whole thing on shuffle, you could trick anybody with his tracks. That's it. But specifically for me, Pour Up, that's like, I know a lot of people would end up liking Dean
just from that song. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They won't realize it's Korean until like Zico pops in there. Then they would be like, whoa, 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 what's happening? I like this. I need to hear more of this. Well, the next question is really, it was very hard for me. It was actually still hard for me.
Top three songs, sorry.
Yeah, I'm still not sure with mine.
You're not?
That's how hard it is.
Oh my goodness. Well, I have mine.
Go for it.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
No questions asked without any sort of...
What is it?
Sort of reconsiderations, anything. Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh my God! Me too!
I
That's the first one I typed in. I was like...
As soon as we were like, we're gonna do an episode on Dean, I was like, Bonnie and Clyde. That's
absolutely
all.
That was number one for me too.
No questions asked.
Anyone question? I just don't feel like you should question Bonnie and Clyde.
No, I love the song so much. I love the song so much. Like, I cannot explain how much I love the song. The song is so good.
I've never gotten tired. Well, I haven't gotten tired with any of his tracks, but Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde is like.
Put it in my veins. It is in our veins at this point. It's so.
It's so good.
Good.
The
way he starts out the song with his. His voice is just everything.
Yes. And I love the chorus part where his voice kind of matches the beat, where it's like, Bonnie Clyde, Bonnie Clyde. And in the back, you can kind of hear the beat doing the same thing. It's like, oh.
And then his runs in the song.
Yes.
Oh. We're fangirling really hard.
We are. But it's so good.
Oh, man. to have that, I would go to a concert. Like,
oh
just
my
to
God.
Have his vocals. You don't have to come out on stage. I don't know. Just... I need to hear it in person.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Same. Same.
Bonnie Clyde is bopping.
It is. And then when it picks up too towards the end of the song, like right when it's about to hit the
final
with his runs at like the 220 minute marker where it really hits. So good. So good. I love that song. I lives in my brain rent free. That was no questions asked. This is the song. Second song that I chose was actually 21 off the same album.
Oh, okay.
I know. And it's...
I'm surprised.
Why?
I don't know. It just seemed a little bit like slower.
It is, but I think because his vocals just do the magic. He's got like that funkiness to that song that it's just like, this is just upbeat enough for me.
It is an upbeat song for him.
It's definitely one of his slower...
Upbeat. And I think it's, well, no, that's debatable because, like, Bonnie and Clyde's.
Yeah.
But brighter.
I just love the way that it has, like, that groovy funkiness to it. Like, you want to bop your head, like, and his vocals with the beat just paired really well. I love that. That song is another one that
I love first Bonnie listening
Clyde, 21.
Yeah, 21. When I first listened to 21, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. And then by the end of the song, I was like,
this is so good.
How is your whole album good?
Right? I like 21. And then last but not least for me was actually I'm Not Sorry.
Okay.
Because
I mean, that is a good one.
It is one of his songs that just goes so hard. And considering that this is the first thing that we were introduced to him by, it just left such an impression on me. And I remember hearing it like everywhere. Like everybody was just like, what is the song? Who is Dean? It was one of those songs that like left an impression. So
I feel like I listened to that song a couple times before I realized who Dean was.
Yes.
I think after probably the third time I heard it, I was like, who is this? Because I need to hear them by themselves. Because how do you... I don't care about Eric. I need to figure out who Dean is.
Yes. No, I agree.
Because vocally.
And just having Eric on that track.
I mean, it worked out so well.
It was really great.
It was really, really good.
Whoever thought of that marketing strategy?
Well, y'all both.
Dang.
Rent was due for both of y'all.
Yes. And their voices actually go really well together. Like,
they
that
do.
Has to be one of the best features I've ever witnessed. Because their voices match and complement
each other. I just feel
so
like
perfectly.
I have to put together a list, but I feel like when you have Dean on a track and then it's an American artist, Sid, when you have either your track is fire. I don't know what else to say. Like, this is gonna be an amazing song.
Sid is a good
Sid is
that's a good one actually.
Cause they collab too.
Yeah.
That's a good top three. Well,
thanks. Did you finally decide on yours after going through?
I did one. Yeah. I mean, I didn't change. I changed like the last one because I thought about it. So Bonnie and Clyde is like obviously number one. And the next one is Put My Hands on You.
Okay.
Why is that on there? Why Put My Hands on You? Because it's one of the ones that I always come back to when I... He literally, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is in his music, but Put My Hands on You is such a... Dean is just really talented, and the way these songs are produced are so... They make you feel really good.
They do. He's just really good at the emotion. Like, I don't know. Just putting the emotion into the song. Mm-hmm. And matching it with the production. It's like perfect.
Yeah. I knew Dean before I knew who Anderson .Paak was.
Oh, same.
And I think it just holds a special place in my heart. Because whenever I was in my SoundCloud bag, I think that's where I found Put My Hands on You, actually. Okay. Or I ended up following Anderson .Paak before he got really big on SoundCloud. And when you look back on older tracks and you realize like, oh, I didn't know that was you that was like featured on there.
Yeah.
That's the moment I had with him. But like Dean, granted, all the collabs are awesome, but Dean doesn't ever need a feature on any of this stuff.
No, he doesn't. I agree. It works for him. It works. But like, it doesn't need to be there, honestly. He's got such an angelic voice.
And the music, his type of music is so unique to me.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
well, there's also a sense of timelessness to it as well.
I was about to say, like, it's a like, lot of his stuff is ahead of its time.
Because Put My Hands on You, I'm listening to it again while we talk. I usually mm-hmm. do that. I'll pull the song up even if I know it. Just listening to it again, I'm like, man, this, you could release this today and it would be great. He really is ahead of his time, but there's also, because he was ahead of his time, and now there's just a timelessness to his music. You can go back and listen to it and just,
like, fits. Any.
Yes.
Any of his track. Stuff. You can listen to it and think he put it out in the last year.
Yeah. And it still retains the quality. Like, you yeah. still want to listen to it again, even in 7 years later.
Right. I do feel like Put My Hands on You is a really good song that showcases Dean.
Yeah.
And what he is as an artist. I think that's like one of his songs where I'm like, if you really want to know everything or hear everything in a Dean song, Put My Hands on You tells you a lot about everything he's put out vibe wise.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
So I changed my third. Because I was like, I do really like this one. It's the one I listen to the most. And it's What to Do.
Okay.
And it's such this a one, good, slow song.
I was going to say, this one, when you have Crush, this is another one where he's got a feature. And I'm like, you don't need it. But also, I love
like,
Crush.
What a great feature to put.
So I won't complain too much because, like, it's Crush.
Exactly. And they go so well together. Mm-hmm. And Dean's vocals are always so nice.
Yeah. This is another one, now that I think about, that it definitely could go under the recommend to a non-K-pop fan. Because it yeah. has that old school 2000s, 1990s R&B sound to mm-hmm. it. You could get away with showing this to a non-K-pop fan too. It's just got...
Yeah.
It's got that old school sound to it, and their vocals just go together.
It's a song where you're like, who is doing all these vocal like levels going on? Like, this person's singing. But I really do like What to Do. It's always a song I end up listening to all the way through. And I just feel like his music puts me back to when I was in school, because it really got me through school. And what an amazing song.
It is an amazing song.
So
I agree.
That's my top three.
Nice. Good choices.
Good choices. You had good choices too.
Well, thank you. I love this is my favorite part of these episodes, because we always get to see how different our choices are. But it's always like, it's our styles, but it's still one of those things where it's like, I love I love the artists that we go and talk about. So it's like, oh, I like the songs that you chose.
Like, I'm not going to hate
any song. Like, I'm not going to hate any song. But it's so interesting because it puts into perspective how, like, different our styles are. But they're always good choices. So I love this part of the segment. It's so fun to go through. And then every once in a while, like today's episode, we match up and we're both like, Buddy and Clyde. Yeah! I love those moments.
If we matched with two, I would have lost it.
Right? I'm waiting for that day. We'll have to do an
episode. There's going to be one day.
We have to do an episode on like Big Bang or Monsta X.
Maybe I should be the next one.
Next?
I don't know about Monsta X because you... I feel like we're gonna have different answers with Monsta
X. We probably are, but it'd still be interesting.
Big Bang, Big Bang.
We should do Big Bang.
It's Big Bang in 21 where I feel like
we might match up. We might just match up. We should plan for them soon,
or even or like, 2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m. We might. We've got 2 p.m. planned. Or I was gonna say, oh crap, I just lost it. We should do.
Is it a recent group?
No, it's older. We should do after Nine School. Muses? Or Ooh. Nine Muses. Yes. Or Nine Muses.
Those would be good.
Those would be. Because remember as soon as you sent me Ticket One Way, you were like, you gotta listen to this song. I was like, one way.
I still love
that. I love that song. Okay, we went off on a tangent there. But I just wanted to express I love this part where it's like
me too.
It's so fun. So next question on the list is favorite special song or album. So OST, solo, seasonal, which I mean he's a solo artist, so that doesn't really count. Any of those encompassments.
What's yours?
Bermuda Triangle, duh.
Yeah, that one goes off.
That
one's really like I remember when I first listened to that one. And I was like, it's okay. But like over time, I'm like, they really did that. That's a really, really, really good. How do you collab with three artists and it like works out that way?
They took, at the time in 2016, they took my three favorite K-pop artists, put them together, and I was so hyped. And then immediately the song started with that do-do. And I was like, bro, we're sold.
She heard one note and she was like, bop.
Yep. I was like, this is about to hit real hard. And then they showed up on the screen and Dean had the little ponytail.
They looked really cool.
Zico had the dark hair. I was like, oh.
Slow walking angles.
Yeah. I was like, oh, we got this. It's in the bag. We're good. I love this song. It goes even to this day. It was just that perfect, like, it's hard, but it's not too hard. It still has, like, that very distinct Dean sound to it. And I think it helps that the three of them are friends. So they, like, got together and they knew exactly what they wanted to do. But I think it just showcases all of them really well. Like, Dean, Zico, Crush. And it's just a song that I'm like, I need something to hype me up. I need to feel like I'm really about to take over the world.
Every time Dean collabs with someone, I'm like, maybe y'all should just do an album.
Yeah, right? If they had done an album.
That'd be crazy.
Oh, my God.
That would be crazy. That would be a crazy album.
Oh, my God. I would just drop all my money.
If it was like Zico, Crush, Dean, Dion T.
Oh. Perfection.
We need another like rap artist Gecko in there. Too. Oh my God, dynamic duo! I would pass out.
Oh my God.
Oh man,
just a whole collab album of all of them.
I would die. I'd be like, bro, if God is like outside the door and he's like, this is it. I'd be like, I'm done.
I'm done.
I don't need anything else.
This is all I needed in life. Move on.
Oh, that'd be so good.
It would. But I love this song. And Zico's rap was like, it was nice and it flowed really well because he's talented, duh. And then Dean, I loved him. And then Dean, it was just like the R&B. There was just enough R&B mix in there that his voice just sounded angelic because it always does. But then as soon as it got to the chorus where Crush takes over and it really hit hard, like it was a perfect mix. I love this song. This song is still, to this day, like one of my favorite songs ever. ever. And one of my favorite collaborations that he did.
That's A-okay.
What's yours?
Mine.
I know this question is a little bit weirder because it's Dean. He doesn't really artist, like. And he has a lot of collabs anyway.
Mine is Love with Sid.
Okay. As soon as you mentioned Sid, I had a feeling he was going
to
come
Yeah, I had to put them on there. Because those two artists are like the ones where, like how we just fangirl, like, oh, if only they just did an album with this amount of people. It's definitely Dean and Sid, where I just never thought they would link up together to make a track. And they work so well together.
They do.
And they're another like duo where I'm like, man, I wish y'all would do an album.
An album, yeah.
Because y'all both have the same vibes.
When Dean, that's how I felt when Dean collabed with Hayes.
That's why that one was a great one too.
Shut Up and Groove was such a good song. Shut Up and Groove.
Even what was the other one they did?
Oh yeah, they did another one too, didn't they?
I play that one more. What is that one?
I'm looking it up.
In July. If they need to put an album together. Mm-hmm. Put an album together.
They do. I agree. Bring him back. Hey, do a whole album. But going off of that and like them collabing, Dean and Sid too. It's just like the him and Eric thing. It's like,
yeah,
their voices and even Hayes's voice, they go so well together.
And I think Love is, I feel like all of his tracks, like we said, are ahead of its time, but it's just so good. It's not a track you'd think you'd enjoy because it's unique in a sense where I think as a music genre, you're like, I don't really know what this is.
Yeah, especially because like for me, I love that Dean always has that R&B sound to him. But even listening to like Love, it's it picks up and it starts to sound like kind of like a very low key dance track at certain points, but with that R&B twist. So it's like,
and I think that
actually listening to,
you don't expect that from him or Sid.
No. Yeah, no. And then the real conundrum about the whole thing is their vocals are still so soft and
right
and vibey and airy. And it's like, how does this all work together? Like, what is going on? Ugh. But it's so good. I like your choice. I like your choice. Because this was definitely one of those songs where he first released. And I was like, I don't know if I like this. And now it's like, I do like this.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it.
Love is such a good track. Like, what a great, looking at the people he collabed with in that time, like during that time, how did you do that?
He was bringing,
because Sid was really new too.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say he was bringing people out of the woodwork.
Yes.
But it makes me happy to see that he was collabing with people like that, because it really just shows that he's been doing from the beginning what he wants to do with his music.
I feel like I miss that with music.
I do too. And like, I definitely miss that with Dean specifically, because it's clear that like, look how long it took him to come back. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things where it's like, I hope music is still making you happy and you're doing what you're wanting to do with
exactly
your music. Because I want it more frequently, but I also want you to be enjoying what you're doing. Like, don't feel like you have to be in the spotlight. Don't feel like you're inclined to put out something.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I hope he doesn't hold himself to such of a high standard that he just doesn't want to do. Like, it's not perfect, so I can't put it out.
Right. Like, I don't want him to feel like V, because I think V felt like that too. And that's why it took him so long. But I think it goes to show how great you are with your music.
Yes.
And like, even when you, well, what's the last question? I guess that goes into the feelings of the most recent comeback. I think him coming back and putting out a track like that, I'm like, nothing.
I think we skipped the question.
Oh, top album. There's only like one album.
Yeah, that's true. It's my favorite anyway.
It's my ultimate favorite. But we could go back. We could go back after that. Okay. But I feel like with his most comeback, I'm like, you haven't
changed.
No. And it's not in a bad way. It's like your music, I just never would have thought I liked Die For You as much as I do.
Yeah. And I feel like for me, with the most recent comeback, I was really hoping that he would put out something just a little bit more upbeat, like, hey, look, I'm back. But then Die For You grew on me, and I realized, like, this sounds like every other song he's put out. Like, there are just the undertones. Yeah. There are just the undertones that are just screaming Dean and his signature of sound, that it still satisfied me after it finally grew on me. Because I was like, I wanted something upbeat. But now that I realize what you've given us Dean. And I can't complain about
exactly
that, because I still love this song. And it sounds so similar to the others. And it's like, if I listen to this in 5 to 7 years, it's going to sound timeless. It's going to be perfect. Like,
Dean is how I feel with, like, Rihanna. Like, if you just never put anything out and you just put one track out, I'm gonna be happy with it.
Yeah, that's that. I'll listen to it forever.
Because what are we doing now?
Yeah, we're listening to it anyway.
We're listening to it always.
Yes.
But do what makes you happy, ultimately. And I don't ever want an artist to feel pressure to try to, like, one up themselves, when I think that messes you up. Like, just put out what you think feels good to you.
Yeah, no, and I hope that's what he's doing. Like, I definitely want more music from him, but I want him to be satisfied, not to the point of, like, perfection. I don't want him to be a perfectionist, because he's got fans that are going to be there for him no matter what. But I hope he's satisfied. So I didn't mind waiting, but I do want more. You got to give us more, Dean, at some point.
Just give us a huge album.
You tied us off for a little bit. Now we need more soon.
You gave us an appetizer. You gave us an appetizer. If we could just have a 10-course meal, that would be so nice.
Great.
Because I know it would be a great album. I just know the album would be amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
So, well, anyway, back to the album.
I was going
to
say, going back, because we skipped a question, top album.
There's only one.
There is only one. I was going to say, we could make an exception in this case for Dean, since he's really only done, like, single albums. But then I noticed that a lot of the singles are actually
in the album.
Singles anyway, and they are in the album. So, but it works out, because even if he had something else, I feel like this would still be my favorite album by him.
I mean, 130 Mood is...
it's got too many of my favorite songs on it.
The whole album is... all the songs are my favorite songs. All the songs on Mood are my favorite songs.
Yeah.
I cannot pick one where I'm like, I'll skip that. Never.
It's one of those albums that perfectly flows.
It is.
You're just like, it's so good. Yeah. The whole album is just so good.
The entire album is good. If you have never been into K-R&B,
please start with Dean.
Play this album.
Play this album.
Play
start
it.
With Dean. You will not you regret
will,
it.
You will want to listen to everybody after that.
After that, you'll be like, give me more. Who else is there?
Exactly. Unfortunately, I feel like Dean is very unique in his music genre, where... You're not going to get it with anybody else. I don't know what else to say. That's that on that. That's how
that is.
So that shout is. Out to everyone that went into that album. Because
it was
I just
great.
Don't get it. Like, you can listen to this album and really think that it was put out last
now.
Year.
Yeah, last
or
year.
Now.
Today.
It's wild.
I want him to top it, though. I'm waiting. Not top it. Like, he doesn't
need I want him to do the better. Same thing. I want the same thing. Yeah. Give me 30. 30 songs forever.
I want a Bonnie and Clyde
2.0. Oh.
I want something with that. Like,
I need all of it.
That whiny noise. That like, I don't know how to explain what that sound is.
I need something with bass. Give me something with bass.
Well, we love Dean, if you couldn't tell. I feel like we fangirled quite a bit in this episode. We
he deserves. He deserves.
I would love to see him live.
I would, bro. How much? I'll pay it. I will pay it. If
honestly.
You're like, I'm only going to do 5 songs. I'm paying for it.
Yep. Honestly. I don't care.
I don't care.
I just need... I need to check it off the bucket list.
Because I know you sound amazing live. Like...
oh, If he sounds that amazing in a recorded version of a song,
you are bopping. Right?
He gonna break the sound system.
I'm already a fan. I don't know what I'm gonna do after I listen to you in concert.
I'll probably, like I did with Monsta X when I heard them live the first time, I literally walked out of the Staples Center in California and just like sat on the ground and just put my head in
that
my
was
hands.
Me with Beyonce. Like, obviously I knew she was very talented.
Yes,
but like when you see and you hear someone in concert
and you have that realization of like, oh,
whoa.
I did that for Monsta X and for Gravity. Monsta X, I walked out and I like just, I didn't sit because it's downtown LA. I'm not sitting on the ground, but I like crouched down and put my head in my hands and I was like, oh my God. And then with
That's
Gravity,
crazy.
When Ilio and I walked out of the concert for Gravity, we were both silent for a little bit. Like I was just
that's
like.
That's how me and Rachel and Sonya were for BAP. We got into my car and we were just like.
Yeah.
Silent for five minutes.
Think.
Like, wow, we really experienced.
So I feel like I would do that with Dean. I would probably just be like, give me a second. Give me like a moment.
I would, yeah, the 5 minutes of like, we really experienced all of that.
Well,
I would, man, I don't know. When you, I just know I'm buying a ticket.
Same.
I don't care where it is. I'm gonna figure it out.
We'll have to coordinate so we can both go together. Like,
well, if someone catches it first, just buy two. We just have to buy two. Yes. And then we gotta figure out the rest later.
Yes. Like, agreed.
So if you ever I'm for real. I will buy two tickets.
I will too. Pinky promise.
Yes. And I'll be like, okay, I got them for here. So
figure out how to get here.
This is how long we have to get there.
Oh,
that'd be awesome.
I would, seeing him live. Ah,
right. Yeah,
dang. Well that was our then and now episode of Teen. As Lacey said, pretty short because he doesn't have a whole lot of content to work with, but it was so enjoyable. We love
this is what happens when you don't have a lot but
you have quality.
Exactly. Quality over quantity.
Yes. Let us know what your favorite songs are. And make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. As always, we will see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.